Hello.
Hello. How you doing today, sir?
All right.
Great. My name is Antonio. I'm calling on behalf of Research Associates. We are conducting a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Great. Now, are you interested or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October of 2023?
Probably 50%, maybe.
So, would you say that you are very interested or somewhat interested? Or a little interested?
Probably somewhat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, do you define your racial classification as African American, Black, White, Hispanic, Asian?
African American, Black.
Okay. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, could you please tell me if you are satisfied or dissatisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
Well, the issue is I don't really have any kids that's attending school here.
Okay.
However, I hear other parents and their concerns, and they don't seem to be satisfied.
So you would say that you're a little satisfied or not at all satisfied?
I would say not at all.
No, okay. Do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not all important?
Very important.
Very important, okay. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
Sounds to me like they have little confidence.
Okay. Now, if the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for it? Probably vote for it? Probably
vote
for it?
I'd vote for it if they could show me the roadmap to where the money is going. That the money is going to actually go, and they can prove that they're going to actually spend it that way.
Okay. So would you definitely vote for it? Probably vote for it or vote against it or definitely vote against it?
Yeah, if they gave me something concrete, I'd vote for it.
So we can say you definitely vote for it, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me read to you two statements. Please tell me which of these two statements best reflects your views. Statement one, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. The second statement says, maintaining and preserving the school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Which of these two best reflects your view?
Making sure the schools are fixed is a priority.
For the future generations, okay. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, please tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not all influenced, to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated for repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one, learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not all?
Somewhat.
What about learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage? Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not all?
Oh, that would influence me a lot.
Strongly?
Yeah, strongly.
Okay.
What yeah, about I don't learning, like that.
What about learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045?
That's a long millage, but yeah, I guess it's okay.
So would you be influenced strongly, somewhat, a little, or not all influenced?
I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat. What about learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools, buildings, after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them?
Would that in that case, we got to fix it now.
Okay. So would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, not all influence?
That would influence me strongly.
Okay. What about learning that the public school district has a facility management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent?
So you're asking me do I strongly...
Would you be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little, or not influenced, if you learn that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I strongly.
What about learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future?
So,
would that influence you? That
yeah.
Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future?
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Influence. Okay. Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
Say again?
Learning that this is a millage renewal and it will not increase your property taxes.
Oh, yes. I love that. Okay. Highly in support of that.
We're almost done. I truly thank you, sir, for your patience and cooperation. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
I'd vote for the proposition.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school, a teacher at a New Orleans public school, a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school, or not affiliated with New Orleans public school?
Nope. I have no affiliation whatsoever.
Okay. Please stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61, 50 to 60, okay?
Yes.
We are in the same group age, okay? Now, stop me when you hear the last grade that you completed. High school, some high school, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school.
I have trade school and college.
Okay. Do you own or rent your home?
I own.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. The survey is complete. Thank you, and have a wonderful day, sir. Thank you very much.
All right.